We all want to know, can eating deer or elk meat be fatal? Jim Botts died 3 years ago of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It's a fatal degenerative brain condition, the same one caused by mad cow. Judy Botts cared for her husband. She says his disease moved quickly.
There was times he hallucinated, he had loss of sight, loss of speech.
Mrs. Botts only learned her husband had Creutzfeldt-Jakob after he died.
We ended up, after he had gone through much testing, taking him to Rochester and walking into the emergency room with him, and within 24 hours they told us that they thought he had this disease, but we wouldn't know until he passed away.
Judy Botts says her husband was an outdoorsman. He ate deer and elk at wild game feasts in northern Wisconsin. The host of the feasts also died of the disease. Judy quickly began considering a link.
Well, I wonder if there could be a connection there, because I knew he had eaten wild game at the cabin several times. So I guess that's when it all kind of came to me that, well, maybe this was a possibility where this disease could have come from.
The CDC is testing Jim Botts' brain tissue for presence of chronic wasting disease. The centers is also testing the brain tissue of two other Wisconsin men, the host of the game feast and another regular at the parties who died of a similar brain disease. Tests on that third man came back negative for CWD. Tests on Jim Botts and the host of the game feasts are pending. The CDC says chronic wasting disease is not known to cross into humans. Wisconsin is the only state to ask for human tests for CWD. Judy Botts says conclusive answers will help. They will help her, she says, and everyone.
Somehow I'm going to help somebody, some family, from suffering like my family suffered. That is my hope.
Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.